This is Today in Nursing Leadership, a podcast from the American Organization for Nursing Leadership. I'm Bill Klaproth, and with me is Gary Gates, Senior Director of Sutter Roseville Medical Center, as we talk about encouraging professional certification, leading by example. Gary, welcome.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Great to talk with you. So, Gary, let's jump right in. Why does professional certification matter for nurse leaders today beyond meeting a credentialing requirement?
Great question. Thanks for asking. Professional certification really signals that commitment to our profession, to lifelong learning, and evidence-based leadership. It tells our team and our executive partners that we really take leadership as seriously as clinical practice.
That certification really says something about that person then, which makes a lot of sense. So you've chosen to pursue and maintain certification yourself. So let me ask you this. How has leading by example influenced your teams or organization?
Yeah, I really think leading by example changes that conversation. When I get a certification, it shows that that's part of my professional identity. And it's really hard for me to encourage my staff and other leaders to do the same if I haven't held myself to the same standard.
Understood. So what barriers do nurse leaders commonly face when considering certification? And then how can leaders realistically address those barriers?
Well, I think some of the biggest barriers I've seen is obviously time. We're all busy. Confidence, maybe you're not sure if you could pass the test or not. And perhaps the perceived relevance. What's it going to do for me? Things that we found that works really well for us is you could do simple things like make study groups, including snack and recognitions go a long way. Plaques with staff's name with formal recognition on Certified Nurses Day can also help shift that culture.
Got it. So what role does organizational culture then play in normalizing certification as an expectation rather than an exception?
I had somebody tell me once, culture determines whether the certification feels aspirational or burdensome. If we as leaders are reaching out and showing that's our culture and we model it, reward it, and consistently reinforce it, I think it really shifts the culture.
So then, Gary, can you connect professional certification to improved outcomes, whether that's engagement, retention, quality, or patient safety?
Yes, like I can. From my experience, we've found that certified leaders tend to be more consistent, more evidence-driven, and more confident in complex decision-making. While the certification is just a piece of it, this is really a validation of the work that you're already doing.
All right, so for emerging nurse leaders who are listening to this podcast, what is one practical first step they can take to move towards certification and stay committed to it?
I would say start by deciding that leadership excellence is not negotiable. Choose a certification that you want to prepare for, find a mentor, find a study plan, and then really just commit to it. Because when that commitment comes, you understand the why certification matters, and then the how becomes manageable.
Right. So professional certification, as we're talking about today, and the importance of that. Overall, can you give us just an overview of why you think certification is so important and people should aspire to do that?
Well, especially in nursing, we want to make sure we're validating our skill set and really showing that our external partners, our patients, our physician staff, our administrative staff, that we are professionals. And this is a way to do that.
So, Gary, it sounds like you would encourage all nurse leaders to do this.
Very much. It makes you recognizable with the certification, but it also is a commitment to, you have to keep learning to maintain your certificate. So it's a commitment to yourself and to your profession to keep going.
And is there a time commitment for this? People might think, oh man, I don't have time to do that. Is it relatively easy to get through the program or get the certification, I should say?
I wouldn't say it's easy. It's definitely a commitment you have to make to yourself. You have to study, which I'm a lifelong learner. I think that makes you better in your clinical role and your leadership role. So I think it's very doable. If you look at our number of certified nurses, it's growing every year. So it's definitely something, if you commit to yourself that you can do this, you can.
And it sounds like the benefit far outweighs any time commitment you might have to outlay to do the program. Is that right?
It does. Let's be honest, we're all very busy. I'm very busy. This helps me focus on where I spend my education. Do I want to go to a clinical conference? Do I want to go to a leadership conference? And AONL is really the guidepost for that.
Gary, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Just a couple more questions. So for someone interested in this, it sounds like a good first stop would be AONL.org. Is that right?
Yeah, that would be an excellent first start. I would start with the AONL.org. Since they're the certifying body, they will give you all the proper requirements to set for the test, and they also have some links to some really great study programs.
Absolutely. So start there. Gary, thank you again. Any final thoughts? Anything else you want to wrap up as we talk about the importance of certification?
Yeah, I'd really like to thank you for your time and AONL for giving me the opportunity to do this. If there's any questions, I think, you know, reach out to your mentors, reach out to AONL. Certified nursing is the way to go. And please make sure you recognize your certified nurses on our upcoming Certified Nurse Day.
Absolutely. Gary, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate this.
Thank you, sir.
And once again, that is Gary Gates. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And you can check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you at AONL.org/nursing-leadership-podcast. And for more information on those certificates and the program, please go to AONL.org. This is Today in Nursing Leadership. Thanks for listening.